ho mai ka ike mai luna mai e o nā mea huna no e au o nā mele e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai ka ike mai luna mai e o nā mea huna no e au o nā mele e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai ka ike mai luna mai e o nā mea huna no e au o nā mele e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai e e e. O ke ia o nā akua o nā aumakua, mahalo anu i loa i ke ia lā'u ia me ia nā pō mai ka'i. Aloha nui vau i o kō ohana ohane. Mahalo.
Beautiful goddesses, on the shores of this lagoon, washed up like mermaids, like starfish. The earth here, the sand, the salt, the praise of the goddess. Sink into this moment, feeling in your center, feeling the resonance of the elements, you with the elements and the elements with you. Breathing deeply this air full of life, full of light, as you continue to kindle your own inner flame higher and higher. The flame of the goddess burning within you in the altar of your heart, here in paradise. What better place to recognize who you are, where you've come from, and who you have become.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We are still in Crete, in Greece, and the group sits on a beach, a beautiful lagoon with your feet in the sand, the rocks, the water. It is a beautiful time to relax and to review a little bit of what we've said and to continue a self-introspection. There's no better place than Gaia for this. You're outside of that which is man-made. You have only the elements before you. And that is what we wish to speak of. You with the elements and with the systems we have begun to discuss. Let us continue where we left off. In the last message, we ask you if you believed in a grand system that revolved around you. Then we ask you if part of this system would be the possibility that you'd lived before. We went through this carefully, and we ask you to do introspection and literally ask yourself, yes or no, do you feel you have been here before? Each one of you will have a different answer, because not all will be able to say a firm yes or no. There will be some who say, I think so, and some who will say, I'm not sure. This is the way it works with the growth of enlightenment and the maturity of spirit. Do not be upset or frustrated if you cannot say a resounding yes. However, yet again, I will remind you that the very focus of this group is to remember who you were and to celebrate that which is not only your gender as a shamanic energy, but also in your past lives. It's personal. So you get to the place where we left off. We talk about a grand system that you planned for yourself. Very difficult to believe that. But we say, indeed, if you want to know what the hand of the Creator has for you, all you have to do is get in touch with your higher self. For your higher self is part of the creative source, just like you are, and you had a firm hand in planning the potential that you would sit here today, that you would listen to this, that you would feel the goddess within. I speak to the group now. How is it with you? Through all of these channelings and these experiences, have you felt the bonding of spirit? More than just friends. Have you felt the bonding of the God inside? That famous greeting, Namaste, where you say, I greet the God in you. My God greets the God in you. And so we go to the next level, and we ask the next question. And now it gets harder, because now we have to identify another system. And I wish to ask you more questions. If you believe you have lived before, if you had a plan on who you would be, the gender, and where you would end up on the earth, if you stirred that all in with karmic purpose, then there is something more. Now let us talk about the record of your lives. Now this is more difficult. We have told you many times that each of you carries around the record of every single life you have ever lived. In addition, it's not just facts. It's emotion. It's everything that you felt and learned. It's all the talents that you had. Listen, it's even both genders. Now we're going to speak of that in just a moment. So it's called the Akashic Record. It is indeed inside you at the corporeal and multidimensional level, which is your DNA. Your DNA, biologically, is completely and totally unique. There is no accident, for in the chemistry itself lies the Akashic Record. It doesn't matter how many lifetimes you've been here, there's plenty of space for every single thing that you have experienced and learned and lived. Is there a system? Now, dear ones, there are many belief systems that talk about the reality of the Akash. But in these belief systems, there's no real guidance on how it works, other than karmic. Let me tell you how it works. This may be new information for some. Human beings tend to put things in a row. They put them in boxes and label them and assign value, sometimes even hierarchy. So there are many who feel that if they could go into the Akashic Library of their soul, it would be like a library, many books. And each book would be a representation of a life. There could be more than 1,000 books. What if there could be 10,000 books? You've been here a very, very long time, and many of you have lived very short lives. So how many books would there be? But as you view them, you can see perhaps the edge of the book would be your name and perhaps even a year of birth. This is how you envision the library which you call the Akashic Record. To add to this, many of you believe it's a random occurrence today how you react to it. Some of you feel it, but you don't know what it is or why it is. It's almost like you walked around the library and occasionally a book would fall off the shelf and hit you in the head. That's what you feel. Random completely. Dear ones, does it make sense to you that the elegance of the entire thing would have no purpose or system? Your Akashic Record is there for a grand reason. Now, in an older energy, with a less elegant DNA, the Akashic Record was there to prod you and push you and complete projects or emotions. And that was called karma. We told you 25 years ago that you could drop your karma, that it was no longer needed. You might ask yourself, why do I need an Akashic Record if there's no more karma to push and pull me around? Now it gets good. Dear ones, there is an elegant system that starts to be used now. The whole reason for the Akashic Record is a well of knowledge that the old souls have lived. Now, let's talk about the books for a moment. I have to tell you, to drop all of the visions that you might have of what the Akashic Record looks like, it is not linear. It is not even organized. Not really. Think of it as a well of knowledge and a soup, and every single book and every year is stirred into this, so that it's all one soup. It's all one energy. And each lifetime you live goes into that soup, not as a year or a gender or anything else, but a well of information and knowledge that you need as a human being. I want to show you the reality of this. Goddesses, I'm going to ask you a question that may be an internal one. How many of you regularly have dreams where you're a man? And the answer is very few. Most of visions, Akashic remembrances, and dreams that you have are in your own gender. It is you in the past, perhaps even in the future, navigating the energy of the planet as a woman. Now, what are the odds that this would be random? I'm going to give you a term that I've never talked about before. We're going to call it Akashic intelligence. Your Akash is run or managed by your innate. And your innate is part of what is your higher self. The innate is body intelligence. It's the part that you muscle test. It's the part that responds to homeopathy. And it's the part that will start to give you Akashic knowledge as you need it. This is an elegant system of Akashic energy delivery. You are about ready to start receiving the knowledge that you need from the past, which is needed today. Now, what did I tell you that most of you have in common? And that is shamanship. Times on this planet where you had spiritual leadership, you knew how things worked, you were healers, not just life givers, you knew the chemistry, You knew the herbology of the planet. That's why you love to hug a tree. There is an affinity you have with Earth. Dear ones, this is your lineage. Does it make sense that now this wisdom and this knowledge would start being delivered back to you? Question. Kryon, I would love to receive what I actually have lived through and earned. If it's inside me, how can I bring it forward? I will tell you this. It happens multidimensionally through intuition. Now, as a goddess, what have you been told on this planet? Which gender features better intuition? It's you. This should start making sense. Therefore, the things that you need gradually to move ahead on this planet to solve the problems that you have, especially, are you ready? With self-worth. And that is the big issue with all of you. Every single one. You are still stuck in living an old energy, the issues of the old, and that is what you're used to having dragged up in your visions, in your dreams, in your frustrations. Before you go to bed tonight, I have a suggestion. I would love you to control your dreams, to control your intuition. And that is done by you affirming to your own body, tonight I will receive only the things that are magnificent and beautiful that I need. If there are any things delivered that seem to be dark or frustrating, let me see and identify them as something I am clearing now. There is so much here for you. As you walk this planet and you start to understand your purpose and the interaction you have with other humans, it should be more and more comfortable. As you solve the self-worth issues, there is a soup of knowledge that is so big for you. It is sitting there with all of the experience of so many lifetimes. Both genders are there, but the ones that are being delivered to you intelligently and wisely by your innate are the female ones, the ones that you needed the most. Does it make sense to you that inside you is not some linear library, but a beautiful well of spiritual knowledge and experience that goes way beyond anything you've had in this lifetime? That is a grand system that surrounds you. Now, those who are listening to this, I tell you this is good for both genders. For the men dream of things they did as men, and they solve the issues and the problems they have as men. There is no accident. It is designed this way. That is Akashic intelligence. There'll be more. But for now, I want you to think on these things. There is a succinct, grand, beautiful, elegant plan. It has your name on it. It has your name on it. Don't think for a moment that any of this is random. And so it is.